Okay, I'll jump in here. And well, and Joe, and that's why I said they're not charging for the right. You know, the right remains yours. They're charging for the administration of you know, the background check. Now you may be right. There may be other ways to do it. I don't know that when you go to get your license renewed, they have a right to approve you or deny you based on, you know, there are very simple things, misdemeanors, that can keep you from getting your concealed weapon permit. And I don't think they have a right at the Secretary of State's office on a license to do that. So unless they start administering the CPLs at the Secretary of State, and I'm not against that necessarily, you know, I don't know how they would be able to do that because they don't check to that level. So that's all I'm saying is you're paying for the check. You're not paying for the, unless we agree to get rid of that completely. You know, and Rick makes a good point. There are some changes going on at the federal level. But you know, you're not paying for the right. You're paying for them to go ahead and administer the paperwork and make sure that you have no misdemeanors or anything that, you know, would preclude you from getting the permit. I've always said, I think that, you know, this whole thing about, you know, registering and purchasing and you know, the alleged gun show loophole and all that stuff, the easiest way to resolve that is just, you know, from now on, get rid of the purchase permits and all this stuff, and you get an endorsement at the Secretary of State. You get a F endorsement, just like you get a cycle endorsement or a chauffeur's endorsement. You get an F endorsement for firearms. And if you, and they do the required background checks and everything like that, and if you are otherwise not, you know, prohibited, you get an F. You know, you had, and now when then make it the law that when firearms exchange hands between two individuals, the person must have a F endorsement. There doesn't have to be any paperwork or registration or anything like that. You just have to be reasonably sure the person you're selling to has their, you know, has is clear, and you're good to go. I think that'd be a perfect solution. You know, but you know, the people that don't like registration think even that's too much, and the people that want more think it's not enough. So you can never find middle ground. You know, I'm a fanatic who believes in reasonable, regulation, but reasonable accountability, let's call it that. W8FU, I know Joe was in here. He had a double pump. Tom took a break. So, Rick,